This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world.
God has blessed us, God keeps us, God strengthens us. I am so grateful for what God has done and continue to do in all of our lives. I'm excited about the message of today because it's a message that I know you want to hear. I don't say that often. I don't think I've ever said that. Yeah, I'm excited. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you the subject before I even give you the scripture. And if you're interested in the subject, I want you to go ahead and get others, share this, and get others to come and join and hear the message of today. The subject is the best way to get rich. Oh, I felt somebody shout right there. I felt that. Yeah, ooh, glory, hallelujah. The best way to get rich. All right. Our scripture for today is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10 and 11. Reading through the ESV. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. And again, our subject, the best way to get rich. Let us pray. God, our creator, our sustainer, our redeemer, our provider, we come humbly before you on this day, giving you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. God, in the midst of so much lack, we thank you for overflow. We ask on today, God, that you speak to us, that we, your servants, may hear your word, but not just be hearers of your word, we may be followers of your word to do your will, your way, that you might get all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Speak now to us, God, in such a special way that we'll take your word everywhere we go to let a dying world know we serve a living Savior. We thank you, we love you, we adore you, magnify your name. Have your way in us and through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. The best way to get rich. The best way. You know, many people spend their entire lives doing their best to figure out how to get rich. We have to admit, it would be great to have more. Yeah, we all want more. Now, don't sit there on pious like, I don't want to get rich. I don't need nothing else. I'm good. Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad you're good. Because you already have more than enough. I got that. But I am. Just in case, you might want to get rich. Let's find out how you can get rich. Especially even have more money. We want more? How about more money? Mm-hmm. We want more cars, more houses, more clothes, more shoes. Go ahead, type in what it is, the more you're looking for. I want more. Joy, whatever, we want more. And listen, God has no problem with us having more. That's right. God is not sitting back somewhere trying to make sure you can have as little as possible. Matter of fact, he wants you to enjoy life. He's come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Somebody will say hallelujah. Abundant life because of who God is in us. And God blesses us to have it. He has no problem with us having more. He even gives us more. And there's a sure way to get rich. There's a sure way to get rich. Now, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. Oh, no, this is not something that tomorrow you say, okay, I'm going to get rich quick, and I'm going to do something. No. But it's a sure way, a surefire way to get rich. All right. Well, let me ask you, should I continue with this? Or you heard enough, you just, I don't really care about getting rich. I don't know anybody who wants to get rich. I mean, Honestly, you might want to share this with somebody right now. Matter of fact, if somebody owe you money, you might want to share this with them right quick so they'll, you know, get up and listen to this. It'll be a brief message. It's a brief message, but I want you to make sure you get it, okay? All right, ready to pause longer? You got enough time? All right, they can get it. When we finish, it'll still be there on Facebook, YouTube, for you to get it. With so much poverty in this world, with so much poverty in this country, with so much poverty in this state, with so much poverty in our county, with so much poverty in the city, with so much poverty in our neighborhoods, with so much poverty in our homes, with so much poverty within us, even in the midst of homelessness, I can hear the question, what is the best way to get rich? Is there a word from the Lord? Yes, there is. Seeing that we want to do God's will and yet want to acquire all we can, let's take a look at the best way to get rich. First, we must trust the source of our resource. We must trust the source of our resource. Verse 10 in our text today says, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. God is my protection. God is my all in all. God is my light in darkness. Oh, God is. He is my all and all. God is my joy in the time of sorrow. God is my all and all. God is my day and my tomorrow. He is my all and all. God is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He never, ever comes short of his word. I've got to fast and pray, stay in the narrow way. Keep my life clean every day. I want to go with him. When he comes back, I've come too far, and I'll never turn back. God is my all and all. Is God your all and all? That's the beginning of being rich. That's the beginning of being rich. Don't cut off. Stay right there. Stay right there. Because I'm telling you, the best way to get rich is notice who the source of your resource is. Yes, it's God. God is available to you, regardless of your circumstance, regardless of your situation, regardless of what you've done in the past, regardless of what you're doing right now. But God is available. God is ready to be your complete source. God is there. He's available. He's the source of all of our resources. It all belongs to God. And listen, the one who has everything cares everything about you, cares everything about us. Oh, he loves us so much. And he owns everything. Just think about folks who got some stuff that you want to be close to because they have stuff and you hope that they might some kind of way give you a little bit of what they have. Might be your boss or your boss's boss, or might be a contract that you're trying to work with. But listen, understand this, God has it all. And he cares all about you. Oh yes, connect with the God who loves and cares about you. He is our source. He's our source. It all belongs to God. You heard me preach and talk many times. Psalm teaches us in the book of Psalms, we find this, the earth is the Lord. Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. It all belongs to God. God owns it all. I know sometimes we think we own it, but he allows us to be stewards of what belongs to him. Yeah, God was here at the beginning, he'll be here in the end. But God loves us and cares for us, and he owns everything. So start with the source. Get connected with God. Get connected with the one who has everything. Pray and ask him into your life. Pray and ask him to direct you and guide you. And then, listen, he's not going to be a part of you because you've been perfect. Not going to be a part of you because you've done everything right. Not going to be a part of you because you're so good looking. Not going to be a part of you because you're so smart. You got such a great education. He's not going to be a part of you because you put things all together. He wants you to be a part of him because he created us and he loves us and he loves you. He wants to transform our minds in such a way that we would serve him and be rich in every way. He's our source. Secondly, not only is God our source, and we need to trust our source, but we need to trust his plan. Not only is he our source, but we need to trust the plan of the source, the one who supplies our needs. Verse 11 says, you will be enriched in every way, to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. You will be rich. You will be enriched in every way. Wow. But it says, you'll be enriched in every way to be generous in every way. That's his plan. You will be rich in every way. Notice what it says, to be generous. The reason you will be enriched is so you can be generous. That's why there's so many folk who broke. We're not sticking with the plan. The plan is to recognize the source, and you recognize the source, you recognize the plan of the one who is our source. And his plan is that we are to be generous in every way, and he will continue to enrich us to do even more for the building of his kingdom. When I say this is a year of action, a year for us to do things, for us to do the things God would have us do, what things? We're to do good works. What good works? We were ordained to do good works. And the good works we do would be the good things that we would do unto others. That's what God has equipped us for. That's what God is enriching us for. We are enriched so we could do the work he's called us to do, and that's to be generous on every level. I want to read that again, just to be here. You will be enriched in every way. You will be enriched in every way. Come on, you ought to feel that. Rich in every way. Enriched in every way. What way can you be enriched? Think about it. Think about it. How can I be enriched? How? But you will be enriched in every way. That's what it says. But the purpose is to be generous. You'll be rich in every way to be generous. Hallelujah. But not only said to be generous, it says to be generous in every way. Hallelujah. Oh yes, as you are given, listen, you are given so you can give. You've been blessed so you can be a blessing. All right, take time. Yeah, I know right now you're saying I don't have anything, I can't bless anybody. That's not true. You have more than enough. Think of something that you really desire to give. And listen, you don't want to give stuff that you don't want. That's just throwing away the trash. You want to give the stuff that you actually want. You want to give with love. You're giving away so God can get glory. How do I know God will continue to do what he's been doing to us? The word of God says in Philippians 4:19, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Once you recognize where the supply comes from, once you can trust him with his supply, once you can trust that God will continue to make a way out of nowhere, continue to be a bridge over troubled water, once you trust him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, God will supply your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I love that part, in Christ Jesus. I told you that spoke to me lately about that. God empowers us to do his will. So the question is, how does God supply our needs? How does God supply our needs? How does God take care of the things that we desire, that we need, that we want? How does God supply our needs? It's in the text. God supplies our needs through each other because we are in Christ Jesus. when it says God will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, basically he's saying that he will use you, he will use me, he will use us to supply the needs of others. And as we give to others, God continues to give to us. And he may give to us through others giving to us, but we've been giving to others. Yeah. The more we give, the more we get. Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Type that in. The more we give, the more we get. Oh, I can feel the Holy Spirit moving on you right there. I can feel it. That's right. The more you give, the more you get. And you give with a heart of expectancy. You give with a heart knowing that you know the source. And you're giving good things. You're giving that others would need and desire and need to have. And you're giving it for the purpose of them really knowing who God is. Know that God empowers us to give. As Ephesians 3:20 says, I'm going to do ESV and I'm going to switch to King James. I've done this many times, but I want to see here. We believe that God can correct every situation going on in our community. We believe that God can make a way out of no way. We believe that God can do anything but fail. We believe God can do this. And why? Because Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we can ask or think. Now to him who's able to do far more abundantly than all we can ask or think. King James says, now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly, yeah, above all that we ask or think. But then there's a comma. It's according to the power that works in us. God, listen, God can do all these great things and he can supply all of the needs, but he chooses to use us to get it done. He chooses you, not just the preacher, not just the deacon, no. He chooses you, every last one of us. And the more he uses us, the more he will supply our needs. And the more we do, the more we get, because the more we get, the more we do. He's doing that because it's a part of how we get rich. But we're not getting rich to sit back and look all over the world and talk about how rich I am. We're getting rich so we can be generous in every way. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Woo! That's how we do it. But now we want you to understand the whole sense behind this. Why is it that we do it? How can we do it? Or yeah, you can fill in the blanks. I'll keep it real short, but you can add more stories to this message. You can add more scriptures to this word. I just want you to get it so you can share it with other folk. Lastly, thirdly, what are we to do? We are to give thanks. A result of knowing who your source is, who supply your needs, and then following his plan, the result is thanksgiving will be made. Yes, we ought to give thanks. Notice verse 11 again. It says, you will be enriched in every way, to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. What is that saying to us? It's really saying to us that the reason we are being generous is that we're allowing people to know that it's God, the source, it is God who's blessing them through us. And as God blesses them through us, they will see our good works and give God glory. Listen, we ought to do the works that will give God praise, honor, and glory. That's the good works we've been called to do. That's the good works we've been teaching about, preaching about. That's the good work we ought to do. And as we do the good works in our giving, whether you give what you have, give a smile, give what you have, give peace, give what you have, give joy, give what you have, give the fruit of the Spirit, give love, give what you have, give patience, give what God has given you to give. And the more you give, the more you will receive. And if you just got the money you want to give, go ahead and give the money. And God will give it back to you, because you will reap what you sow. And if you sow in generously, you will receive generously. If you're sowing sparingly, you will receive sparingly. But you giving God praise for opportunity to give others, and others will give God thanks. Matter of fact, the reason we do it, all the mission work that we do, the reason we do it, all the reaching out that we do, the reason we do it is that others may see God. And others may come to know God, because when others get to know God, that's his will being done, because it's his will that none should perish. That should be your desire. That should be my desire. that we want everyone to come to know Jesus, that we want everyone to have an opportunity to know that God loves them so much that Jesus came through 42 generations. He came and went about doing good. And out of all the good he did, even though folk talked about him and ridiculed him and called him everything but a child of God, Jesus had his face set like flint. He knew what he had to do. He knew he was going to Jerusalem to suffer and to die for you and for me. My brothers and sisters, we may have to suffer in the midst of being generous. We may have to suffer when we receive from the source all the resources he gives us, and our resources may go to help others so they can see who God is. We may have to give when we don't feel like giving. We may have to go when we don't feel like going. We may have to talk when we don't feel like talking. We may have to smile when you don't feel like smiling. But look at what the Lord did for us. He gave his all that we might have life and have life more abundantly. We must tell the story, the old, old story of how much God loved us, of how much God cares for us, how much God sacrificed for us. People look at us and look at us as Christians, and we are Christians. Oh, yes, we are. We are Christians. We are like Christ. And you might say, well, I don't do everything like Christ. I don't really talk like Christ. I don't really walk like Christ. But yes, that's our elder brother. And we ought to walk like him. We ought to talk like him. So we learn of him. So we can let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. We allow God to live in us and to guide us and to direct us so he can get all the praise, so he can get all the glory. And we will have to take time and say, Lord, I thank you. Take time right now. You may not have done a whole lot of things this week, but whatever you've done for the upbuilding of his kingdom, you ought to take time right now to say, Lord, I thank you. If you prayed for somebody, oh yes, if you gave a little something to somebody, if you gave a smile, if you gave some joy, you ought to say, Lord, I thank you. If you thank God for everything you're going through, if you thank God for everything he brought you through, if you thank God for making a way out of no way, if you thank God for that difficult situation and you didn't know how you're going to get through it, but your source was able to come and be a resource and to help you in the midst of what you're going through, and you realize you're going to do it his way, and his plan is that none should perish. So use all we can. Don't talk about how bad those children are. Don't talk about how bad those adults are. Don't talk about how crazy they are. Don't talk about how drunk they are. Don't talk about how much they're on drugs. Do what you can to be in their life, to help them to see Christ in every way. Stand up and let them know that God is the source of your life, that God is your strength, that God is your help, that God is your all in all, and you're grateful because Jesus came, allowed men to put nails in his hands, nails in his feet, with a crown of thorns on his head, and on the cross because he loved you so much, on the cross because he loved me so much. The Bible says he died while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. He died for all of your sins. He died for all of my sins. He died for all of their sins. We got to let them know you can be rich when you accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, and then begin to realize who your source is and begin to follow his plan and then begin to give him thanks in everything. In everything, give thanks. Lord, I thank you. He did die, but the story doesn't stop there. They placed him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there all night Friday, stayed there all day Saturday, stayed there all night Saturday, but early. Somebody say it with me, early. I said early on that Sunday morning, he got up from the grave with power, power over the grave, victory over death. He ascended into heaven, sent back the Holy Spirit to live in us and to guide us and to direct us and to show us the best way to be rich is to be rich in him. Oh yes, be rich in the one who loves us. Be rich and be very generous in every way. God will do the rest. Can you trust him? Can you trust him? Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Oh, I know there's somebody who joined us who wanted to know how to get rich, but do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. You want to come to know Christ right now. You want to give your life to Christ. I admonish you right now. Yes, give your life to Christ right now. We're going to pray a prayer. If you want the Lord in your life, repeat this prayer after me, but it's a prayer you have to pray. You have to believe that Romans 10:9 says that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raised from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You can be saved right now. So if you want to accept Christ, please pray this prayer for me. Say, Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart. Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God, for saving me right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior right now, go ahead and let us know. Yep, you go ahead and tap on the comments right there. You can tap on the link and give us more information. We want you first to accept Christ so you can have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's a disciple of Christ. And then secondly, if you would like, you can become a member of First African Baptist Church, no matter where you are. You can even call us at 912-233-6597. Give us a call. Leave a message. We'll get back with you. We thank God for you coming to worship with us. And this is the best way to get rich. And listen, with this richness that you have, you will have it throughout eternity. When we leave this earth, and you go to another home, a building not made with hands, eternal in the heaven, you will have the richness and the joy that can only come from our right relationship with God. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you for worshiping with us today. First African Baptist Church, we love you. All of our guests who come and share with us, we love you. We thank God for you. And it's our prayer that we have a desire to be connected with the source that it has supplies all of our resources and to follow his plan with a heart full of thanksgiving. We want to thank you and ask also if you would give on today, go ahead and give through Givelify, G-I-V-E-L-I-F-Y. Download the app, you give through Givelify, pay tithes, offerings, any other gift you want to give, you can give through Givelify, or you can send your contributions to First African Baptist Church, 23 Montgomery Street, Savannah, Georgia, 31401. We thank God for you again. Let's remember our showcase on this Thursday, it's our social action initiative. We're just so grateful for the work that's been done and will be done. And again, you can give of your time as we share together that God will get the glory. Thank you so much for this time we get to share together here at First African. Thank you for being a part of our Sunday school fulfillment discussion as well. And God continue to bless, guide, and direct you. Let us pray. God, we thank you, we love you, we adore you, magnify your name. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, how you keep us, how you kept us. God, we thank you now for you make it possible for us to be enriched in every way so we could be generous in every way. And then we can give you thanks and praise for sending us the resources to come through us and not just to us. Guide us, keep us, use us, bless us, and we give you praise, honor, and glory. Now we ask for the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, the rest ruling about us now, henceforth, and forevermore, that all the people of God say amen and praise God.
Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, G-I-V-E-L-I-F-Y. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.